Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And, of course, as usual, we got our Hot Rod happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What up, what up?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour, financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on to all the guys and gals up in Johnsonville City, Tennessee?
That's Johnsonville City?
Isn't that it?
It's Johnson City.
Johnson City.
Johnson City. You're thinking about the hot dog people, the fancy hot dog people.
Usually I'm thinking about
better
hot
known
dogs.
As brats.
I'm often thinking about hot dogs in her hair.
So, I thought about you the other day and hot dogs.
I like hot dogs.
That's, we know. I like hot dogs. You eat a hot dog like a three-year-old kid, like with nothing on it. You just want a wiener and the bun.
Yeah, I eat most things like a three-year-old
That's
kid.
A hot bologna sandwich. That's what that is. You know that.
Yeah.
That's a bologna roll-up.
Most of the time, he don't eat the bun. He just eats the wiener.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, why don't you just ask for a weenie, then?
No comment.
This conversation is going in the wrong direction.
He's on an Atkins diet. All right. And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour, legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Oh, me. So we're talking about muscle cars this week, and then we got talking about speed shops and how things have changed from the 60s to now, yeah. You know, performance-wise, you know. There wasn't nobody putting turbos on their cars.
I was about to say, intercooler?
You put
that?
Turbo Tech tires on.
I can't believe they still make this.
Turbo Tech.
I love them.
I'm coming up with a name for my tire company, Turbo Tech.
Road Hugger.
How do y'all remember the tornado little piece that went in your air filter?
Oh, yeah. that's just automotive gimmickry is what that is.
Everybody got me. Bought one.
You never seen the tornado?
I owned one.
You got the tornado.
Yes, when it first came out and everything, dude.
Everybody rushed out and got one.
Was you that guy?
No, I wasn't.
I saw on eBay, those things give you 35 horsepower.
Yeah, right. Them things don't give you nothing but a headache.
And take your money.
Yeah. Light pockets, that's what it give you.
Oh, Lord. But, I mean, you know, and then you remember back in the day. Now, Kobe might remember this. I remember this because I hang out with old people. Richard May, Smitty, Breezy, I don't know. Patrick.
I'll pray for him.
And but you know how people used to take their air cleaner and turn the lid upside down?
Yeah, man. Put a K&N in there, flip that lid.
Well, that was even before K&N.
Yeah, exactly. You said your paper filter.
Delco.
Well, I got my license in the 90s. We had K&N.
Yeah, exactly.
I got my license in the 90s.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he flipped you like...
No clue what it done, because I mean, it never really did anything.
It didn't do nothing.
But you know what, though? It's cool, though.
It looked cool.
It looked cool. It looked like you knew what you were doing.
And it was free.
It was that free horsepower.
Yeah.
It was that free horsepower. But, I mean, that was the thing that was cool about it. You know, and it's so funny seeing how some trains stay... Like hanging out in parking lots.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
Never.
But funny how it is now, instead of like the guys smoking cigarettes or vaping.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, if you think about it, like.
That's true. I mean,
all
yeah.
you see is a cloud of smoke in the car.
Exactly. And then, you know, now they're like, you didn't see Fonzie talking about how big of a smoke cloud he could smoke with his Lucky Charms, or his Lucky Strikes, rather. And then you got this guy smoking something that's called Lucky Charms out of his vape mod. I don't know. I just don't know.
Oh, probably smell like blueberry muffins.
Exactly. You know, that's just youth.
It's not the same.
It is the same. And it's changed since, like, you know, we were in school. You know, like I remember back, you know, you were that cool kid. If you smoked Marlboro Reds and, you know, hung out in the school parking lot or not. Well, no, you didn't smoke Marlboro Reds in the school parking lot. We couldn't even do that back then, but... That they thought of, yeah, that they knew. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you were that cool kid. Now, I mean, could you imagine if you could go back to the 90s with a vape mod, what people would say about you?
Oh, You'd be of the devil.
You'd probably get beat up.
Probably would. Probably. How about that man bun thing?
Speaking of man buns, oh my!
You got a guy. You got a guy with a man. Could you imagine a guy with a man bun back when we were kids?
No.
Could you imagine it back in the '50s or the '60s? He'd be the devil.
Yeah, the devil.
That's the devil. My poor grandmother, bless her heart. Everything in the world, if it didn't come out of a Southern Baptist church, devil.
Yep.
Everything was the devil. Devil. I'm telling you.
I mean, you talk about taking stuff back from now back to our day. Like, these kids growing up nowadays could not survive the places we went to school, you know?
Oh, no. No,
Carolina
no, no, no,
High,
no.
Parker Middle, Tanglewood Middle.
Berea.
Tanglewood Middle.
I'm going to tell you something. My elementary school, it tickles me. We let school out because it's too cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to a school with painted shut windows. It would be 117 degrees outside. We had to walk down a flight of concrete steps. It was like 64 steps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody thought nothing. Nobody fell down the steps. You fell down the steps, you were dead. The end.
I remember right now. Teachers telling them, you know how kids always threw the pencils up in the ceiling and stuck the pencil. Our teachers would tell it, don't do that because there's asbestos in those that insulation. Don't do that.
That'll give you the cancers. But I'm serious. I mean, like it's just funny how things have changed. You know, and street racing was like a right.
Yes.
Yeah. Back in the day. Now it's.
We didn't have a stupid list either.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another thing. Like.
We did it every Friday afternoon after school.
I mean, you know, I mean, it was just, you know, it was that thing. I mean, like, it's, I don't know. I blame the Fast and Furious.
My friend Steve McDaniel and I, when he went to Wade Hampton, he would come just for the last period. And he had a...
He was 26, but he just showed up.
He went to another school, but he would come there for German. And I had my 3.8 Taurus, and he had a new GMC Jimny with the Vortec 4.3, and we raced coming home from school every single day. And it was usually a toss-up. I'd say 50-50.
A Taurus and the Jimny.
Hey, it was a police car Taurus.
A RoboCop Taurus.
It was. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
It was RoboCop's car.
And that's how it was with us. I mean, we would actually even trade cars with each other just so there was no upper hand to say, oh, that car's better or whatever. It was about the driver at that time, too.
We didn't trade cars. We didn't trade no cars. Nobody was driving my ride.
Ours was Friday after school.
That must be a girl thing or something.
I know. I traded with guys. I didn't drive with girls.
Well, that's why they let you do it.
Now we see what happens.
Plus, my car was better than most of theirs, so.
Yeah, ours was Friday afternoons, and whoever won on that Friday afternoon had bragging rights all next week, you know. That's how it worked.
So did you tell them the old tortoise took the Jimmy all week?
Nah. It wasn't usually like that, but.
You were such a rebel.
Yeah, man. I mean, we even hit 100 on Wade Hampton, like, every day.
Don't say that.
I mean, in Mexico.
Mexico.
You know, they got all these lingo for everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I have to, like, Google this sometimes. I'm a car guy. We host a radio show that's heard worldwide.
Yeah.
About hot rodding. And some of these terms these kids are using, I have to Google it to see what they're even talking about.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole new language.
Like, I'm not even in it anymore like that. Do you realize I had to look where Mexico was?
That's the bad part, dude. My kids do the same thing to us. I'm like, what is that? I got to Google this just to make sure.
I am so glad I have the internets.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I be getting stuff all the time. I like to give you compliments, and I don't know whether to, like, cuss at them or say thank you. Your ride is sick.
A few months ago.
Your mama likes it.
A few months ago, my phone
rang. Oh, my bad. That's cool.
And I answered it, and there was a guy on there. He's like, hey, man, I heard you can help me with my donk. I said, what are you talking about? He said, my donk.
Leave your old lady out of this.
He said, my donk is broke. I heard you can help me. I was like, what in the world is a donk? And he had to go into explaining what a dunk was.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to explain to you next is this commercial break. We got to stop. Hang, hold tight. We got to pay some bills. Guys, we're talking all about muscle cars and hot rods right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, as usual, we have our mini trucking matrimonial happy couple.
What's going on, player?
Happy, happy, happy.
Really? You're going to follow that with a sigh?
No, I wasn't done.
Oh, sorry.
What up, y'all?
What up?
Really?
You can so tell they're a married couple. Poor Smitty can't even talk on the radio right. He's wrong.
From the frequent arguments.
I can smell love in the air. Or as my dad's favorite saying, trouble in paradise.
Yeah.
I hated that. Oh. Two things my dad always said that just made my blood boil. In the state of South Carolina, they give out progress reports to every child.
Yeah, everyone.
Every single one.
When I brought my progress report home, you know what my dad called them? Failing slips.
Failing slips.
Daddy, we all get them. He said, yeah, but you're always failing on yours. I'm passing art. Leave me alone. With a D.
Look at that good gym.
I failed gym, too. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
I set a kid on fire in gym one time.
Whoa.
Yeah. I understand stabbing somebody with a yard dart, maybe giving somebody a concussion playing dodgeball.
Set them right on fire.
How in the hell do you set people on fire in gym?
See, what had happened was...
There's no statute of limitations to this, Richard. I'm just going to put that out
I've already
out
been
here.
Punished. I got 2 days on ISS.
Okay.
What had happened was we were taking a spray deodorant, and Steven, again, he's holding the lighter, and I had the deodorant. And this kid that after this date, for the 3 weeks that he kept going to that school before he transferred, he was known as Hare. he bent down. Don't do that. I thought it was just a life lesson.
You scarred someone for life, and they gave you 2 days of ISS.
We made the kid transfer.
We didn't make him transfer.
The doctors did. His psychiatrist said he should. Oh, you're a horrible person, Hoskins. I'm just throwing that out there.
I know it.
I love you, but you're horrible.
I will answer for all of this someday.
I would love just to be like in the jury of that one. You know what I'm saying? Give him the chair. He's not done yet. Oh. So bad. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour Legal Counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, you know, we're talking muscle cars, and we kind of got a little off track because we got talking about the difference between Fonzie and Vin Diesel now. But ain't it cool how cool changed?
Yeah.
Vin Diesel can't get his big arms in a leather jacket. And back in the day, they would only let the Fonz wear his leather jacket once a week because they didn't want it to promote a bad image. That's crazy.
Really? That's insane. That is
crazy. That's crazy. Fonz worked for the Flying A. How bad could he possibly be?
Yeah.
He worked for the generic Texaco. I mean, that's just, you know what I'm saying? Leather jackets. You were way worse than the Fonz. Yeah, Hoskins.
But I don't look like it.
Hey.
That's what's so bad about it.
Yeah, you're scary. That's the thing.
Disguise.
Like, everybody sees you, and they think that you're like the guy that you need to be hanging out with.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really the polar opposite.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome, bud. Thanks, man.
Judge me now walking. The whole world knows. Dang it.
People judge me walking down the street constantly.
Exactly.
And I ain't got as many war stories as you
he's
guys.
A choir boy. I remember this one time.
The nicest guy on earth.
I set a guy on fire in gym class. What?
Oh, man, good times.
Good times. Just growing up, you know, roughhousing.
Yeah, you know. Just boys being boys.
You shouldn't have bent down.
I am so glad you don't have kids.
Man, so am I.
The world's like, thank you. It would blow up. That could be bad.
Richard would have to be a principal.
That would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
That'd be terrible.
I could see Richard now. So, what did you do? Oh, you set some. I set some on fire one time. It ain't that big a deal.
go do some.
Wait. Did he bend down in front of you?
That's just a life lesson.
It's his fault.
That's stupidity on his part.
He won't do it again.
So, back to the muscle cars, though. So, do you like the sleeper kind of muscle cars, or do you want everybody to know you got a muscle car?
When I drive something like that, I want everybody to know I got a muscle car.
Now, I'm the same way. What's the point of it being a sleeper? Unless you're just racing. Like, if you're just racing, you're trying to shock somebody.
I'm a show-off, so I'd have, like, extra SS badge. I would be like the shaker badges with my SS badges. Mine would be the SS. My SS Chevelle would have a slur. How about you, Professor?
Kragers and slopper bars, man.
So you'd be showing off. Yeah, you'd be that guy.
Yeah, it's a muscle car.
Wearing your tie.
Yeah. You know, if it was an Oldsmobile, I'd wear it.
It's classy. Yeah. It's a classy ride. How about you?
I would have to show off. I would.
Could be a show. We're just a bunch of show offs, all we are.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it's kind of funny though.
If you look at all our rides, we're pretty much all show offs. Across the board.
A Murata?
Well, Cadillac.
What is the caddy's pimp?
Caddy's pimp.
It's kind of Richard's like the polar opposite. Most people like break out like their A game on the other side. His daily game is strong, and then he says, "This is my baby right here." You're like, "Excuse me, I wasn't aware your grandmother lived with you."
Give it a couple months, all right?
Leave me alone, guy. I love it.
I got my shackles on back order.
Richard is going. He's going to come in with like a twin turbo. New 426 Hemi in that thing or something.
I would do that, actually. I would be the person that would put $60,000 into a $1,500 car just because.
Because I can. Wrong. Would you put a shaker scoop on it?
No, but I might put the headrest on.
He said, I have to draw the line somewhere. Shaker.
Just the emblems.
Just, oh, no. We don't want the hood scoop. We just want the emblems.
We don't need the steak. We just need the sizzle.
Shaker! That is bad. I've never really noticed you guys brought it up, but they do say it all over those things.
Yeah, it's kind of silly.
You know, it is what it is. The direct connection.
I'm definitely going to be rocking the direct connection license plate.
You need that. Yeah. That's a have to.
You know, my favorite thing in the muscle car era, I would have to say, is cutouts. I love having the cutouts.
That was a big thing back in the day. Now that's made a comeback.
Yes.
But now they're electric cutouts.
Yeah, I'm about to say, now
you don't have to get up under your car and uncork them, you know? Like everybody remembers American Graffiti. Yep. When John Milner's going around. Boy, that dude went off the deep end. Has anybody seen old John Milner nowadays?
Uh-uh. Yeah, he knows.
Paul Lamatt.
Woo!
Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah, he's alive. He looks like he makes Nick Nolte look good.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's awful. It is bad. But yeah, but remember when he pulls into the gas station and he goes, "You got a race, Paul." I mean, that was cool, dude.
Yeah,
I got still the fastest car in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Sometimes I imagine when I'm driving the boot, I got the fastest car in the ville. All right, guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour, and we've got half of our Hot Rod happy couple. We got Smitty, where are you at?
Smitty had to walk down the hall for a little bit. He had to go see a dude about a car.
He
hey, y'all.
Disappeared.
Hey. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, Irwin, Tennessee?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So we're talking about hot rodding, and we're talking about muscle cars, and you're talking about the differences now. You know, obviously, don't even call a muscle car a muscle car. They call a pony car a muscle car, which that pony's then got kind of fat.
Yeah, they don't really make anything that would be like a traditional muscle car anymore.
Not really. Charger's a four-door.
Yeah,
Charger's, I wouldn't call it a muscle car anymore.
It's a muscle sedan.
A Dart is a mini four-door.
I don't think they make those anymore. Yeah.
No, but that was a bad idea.
It's a Dart.
That didn't go well.
Yeah, the Dart was kind of a
flop.
That's what they need to do. They need to make a two-door car that's smaller than the Charger or the Challenger with a Hemi in it.
I'd buy one.
You would?
Yeah. I would buy a Challenger that's the same size as an E-body Challenger.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll ever make it.
No, it's never going to happen.
Never.
No.
It's kind of like, you know, I mean, you got to think about it, and I love how people talk about, well, you know, old cars are safe.
No, they're not.
No, they are not.
People really did live dangerously back in the day.
Very.
Well, and a lot more people died in car crashes, too.
Exactly. You know what? Because that's how you did. I mean, you had to be a badass to drive these things. Like, I mean, when somebody was in a bad car wreck back in the day and survived, that was a miracle. Because, like, these things are like, you didn't have 37 airbags and crumple zones.
Whole car was a crumple zone.
Exactly. Your body was a crumple zone. That
was the airbag.
And that's if it didn't catch on fire.
Which they often did.
Yeah.
Which happened quite a bit.
Most of the time.
Yeah, they thought it was a good idea to have flint bumpers. But, you know, it's funny, you know, watching how it's changed now. And you know, and I'm sure they had a lot of this too, but the poser types and the hot rod hobby. And it's so funny, the guys that bought this car, and all of a sudden they're an aficionado of whatever. It tickles me a little bit. It puts joy in my heart.
That still happens.
It does, a lot. And I wonder, I mean, if it was that bad back in the day.
I don't think so.
Like somebody got a Chevelle and like by accident, and they're like, yeah, it's my Chevelle.
I don't know.
I don't know. But you see a lot more women in the hobby.
Yeah. A lot more.
A lot of women drive them now.
Exactly.
And honestly, when the Challenger originally came back out, that's what I was going to get. I mean, I was dead set on getting that thing. And now I'm kind of glad I didn't, but because I think it flopped more than they wanted or more than they thought it was going to. So
maybe it's because you didn't have it. If they seen you rocking it, it would probably have doubled in sales.
It would have. I'd have been all over poster boards and everything.
Exactly.
Poster boards. Billboards.
Poster boards.
It'd be billboards.
The billboards. Poster boards. The professor had three of them.
I did. I had three of them, and it was never really meant to be that way. It just happened.
I love how you explain that. Like, you know, I wasn't trying to get them.
It was an accident.
Just for a while there, it just kept happening. That's how most of my new cars happen.
You went Cadillac shopping, though.
Well, I did, but I wasn't going to buy.
See, that's the thing. That makes no sense. You're going shopping. Yes, you are going to buy.
I was going to buy a used one, and it was not going to be black, and it was going to have a sunroof. And
you got a black car with no sunroof that was new.
Exactly.
He goes to get his oil change, comes out with a Cadillac.
That is how the third Challenger happened. Took the second one after the first oil change.
It's like you're talking about ex-wives, you know, like
yeah.
Picking up my marriage license is where I met my third wife.
Wait, you took it in for its first oil change, and you got another one?
Yeah, the gray one, it had 6,000 miles on it, and I took it in to get the oil change, and I left in the black one. My girlfriend at the time, she said, she dropped me off, or she followed me, we went and ate lunch, and then she said, I don't want to leave you here. She had to leave, she had to go to work. She said, I don't want to leave you here on this dealership, because you're going to buy another car. And I said, that's ridiculous, I'm not going to buy another car.
Guess what? I bought another car. That's bad.
No, hon, your eyes are bad. That's the same color.
I've always had a black one. What are you talking about?
His wheels look different.
With the window sticker.
No. What's that new car smell?
Now, I'll never forget. I was driving to work. The first time I drove the black one to work that Monday, my buddy Beefred, he was walking through the parking lot. We used to work together. And he stopped, and I got out of the car. He said, Richard, are you borrowing that car? And I said, no. I knew you weren't.
He said, no. I did like the black Charlie. It was a
I
like
the black
car.
One. I think that's when I first nice met car. You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the white one, too.
Yeah, the white one would be good. One.
God, I miss that car. I don't want to talk about the white one.
You talk about it like that, like your first wife, which is really, she was a good girl.
Yeah.
We were young and dumb.
Pure as the driven snow.
The way you describe things. And it's a Dodge Challenger. Really, really scares me. It was a white Dodge Challenger. I will give you that. You really scare me sometimes. Yeah. You really scare me sometimes. You know, Richard, I could see you being the banker back in the day, though. The hot rod banker. I could see you writing loans on muscle cars.
Yeah.
I could just see you being that
even
guy.
Even today, that's always fun. Like, when someone comes in and is like, I need to talk to you about a loan, I'm getting a Mustang GT. I'm like, oh, you're my new best friend.
Let's do burnouts. Yeah, we can't get you approved, but we can still spin tires.
Yeah, let's go beat on this thing while you still can.
While you still got it. You're really not helping the case, Richard, at all. It's still fun, though.
It is fun. It is fun. It's a good way to meet people in any facet.
It is. I mean, that's the cool thing about the car hobby, is that's still what brings us all together. And I love, even after all this time, how cool that is. Like, you know, even the 50s, the 60s, no matter what genre, you know, like cruising and all that stuff, it's still there. Mm-hmm. Even though now cruising's a crime, which is...
ridiculous.
The dumbest thing ever.
And look at all the drugs.
That's what I blame mm-hmm. the meth on. You kill cruising, see what happens. You know, and that's the big thing, and something, my argument for it is they don't want the cruising, and they don't want the gatherings in the parking lots. All right, so if you're trying to keep up with the youth, wouldn't it be a lot easier to do that in one area?
Exactly. You know where they are. They've
Instead
all got flashy cars.
Spread out doing drugs.
Mm-hmm. Hiding in houses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like Bree just said, also, yeah, everybody's got flashy cars, too. It's not like you can do anything and get away with it.
Exactly.
Exactly. Do you know how many times that car says Shaker on it?
It was the blue one that said Shaker everywhere.
It's the purple one that has Shaker 13 times on it.
It's got a neon green underglow.
Exactly. Exactly. You know.
I mean, all of the cops knew who we were.
Oh, yeah.
In high school.
Oh, yeah.
And they knew us by our cars.
They knew us by Helen.
They knew us by first name.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, address. They knew that too, but they knew
Rob.
You by your car as you drove down the street.
Name.
How's your mom doing?
Yeah, I've got that a bunch of times. How's your dad doing?
He's good. He's deathly ill, sir.
Yeah. He's out of town.
I always got in trouble when my parents were out of town. It never failed. I always got in, like, some of the biggest problems in my teenage life when my parents were in Myrtle Beach.
That's when
most time when the kid goes to Myrtle Beach, I get in trouble. No, when my parents went to Myrtle Beach, I got in trouble at home.
That's because that's when you do the things that you wouldn't do if your parents
no,
were
No, I just did crazy things, but it just seemed like they all went erupt when they went out of town. Like, I could pull it off when they were in town. Just the craziest stuff.
That's what parents are for, you know. It's that backbone.
That fear of them kicking you out. You know, that whole thing. The backbone thing. Yes, the whole roof over your head thing, you know.
They knew you had bail money when they were in town.
That also is true.
That's nice. That's really nice, Kobe. I mean, it's a nice luxury to know if you do get thrown in the clink that someone's going to get you out.
And you don't have to stay the whole weekend or week.
Yeah, really. Although I heard they do serve hot dogs on Fridays.
That is, in fact, affirmative.
I don't even want to know how we know this, Professor. You know all about Hot Dog Friday.
That's why Richard only eats the weenie now.
Oh, no.
So bad. So bad.
So didn't mean it like that.
Oh, glad I'm sure you... I'm sure... I'm so glad, because, one, we're going to pray for Breezy. And we're going to say a few prayers for the Professor, too. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And as always, we've got Smitty. You're back.
Yes, I am.
We got our Hot Rod Happy Couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey.
What up, y'all?
And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour, financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Last city of the note, what's going on? Franklin, Tennessee.
Franklin.
No Cashville.
And then we got... There's a Cashville?
I don't know. That's what Young Buck was always hollering.
Yeah, I thought it was a rap.
Cashville, Tennessee.
Rap label.
And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, you know, we're talking about muscle cars, and we got off on Hot Rods, and we got talking about the funds, and then we got talking about man buns, and we got way off. I mean, this thing, and then we got Richard and eating hot dogs. But anyway...
Oh, yeah, you missed that, Smitty.
That was a good one.
I'm kind of glad I did.
You'll have to catch that on the podcast.
Yeah, I'll catch it on the podcast.
That was a good one. I hope That one probably going to get a chuckle.
Oh, yeah?
I had to check that out.
A lot of chuckles on that. But you know what, though? Professor, we still love you. It don't matter. You're the man. I'm telling you. He said, I hate you guys. I hate you.
How much longer we got? 8 minutes?
It's 8 minutes too long.
And then that's I'm going to stone you.
But, you know, we're talking about hot rods. And we're talking about our muscle car. No, we're not. This is Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We're talking about muscle cars.
There you go.
See, I got flustered.
Hey, we'll catch up. We'll catch up.
I'm telling you. So we're talking about muscle cars. At the end of the day, do you think the muscle car will ever die?
No, absolutely not. Man, that's a staple. That's a staple of American cars, you know? I mean, it's...
What did you do with Breezy? Now she's gone.
Well, I had to run her off. Everybody's vanishing. You know.
I had to run her off. It's probably the main thing she said to the professor. You don't.
I'm going to have to get a rundown when we leave here.
You need to control that lady.
Well,
she's crazy.
You got to be kind of crazy to deal with me.
I'm going to tell you something. I see it. I see it. Professor, where do you feel muscle cars are headed?
I think as long as cars as we know them still exist, that there will still be a muscle car. Obviously, you're seeing the V6s are going away now, being replaced with a lot of turbo four cylinders, but I don't see V8 muscle cars ever going away.
How about an electric muscle car?
That's not a muscle car. That's barely a car.
That's a golf cart.
It's a Leaf.
Yeah, hey, that's not...
So you're saying...
Tesla.
Are you saying Elon Musk can't make a muscle car?
I'm saying Elon Musk can't make a good car.
Ooh. Take that along.
Unless you like being on fire.
I'm seeing a lot of T's are running around on these streets up here now.
Yeah, we're starting to see a lot of Teslas.
Yeah, there's three running around TR now.
That's because they're getting cheaper. And, I mean, they're cool. You know, we talk trash about them. My manager's dad has one. They're neat. Like, they're just kind of a novelty. It's not a muscle car, that's for sure.
They're fast, though.
They are fast. They're very fast.
I mean, so, in theory, a Challenger is a muscle car. It's really not even that fast. So.
Well, all right. I think you could make the argument that some of them are quite fast.
And they weigh less than a Challenger. I mean.
What doesn't?
The Titanic does, too. And?
Yeah, Challengers. They're big girls.
They're big girls.
Big, fluffy girl.
So, electric muscle car.
No.
It's electric.
You can't have... Yeah, you can't be muscling a bzzz and shoot bubbles out from behind you, you know?
It's just shoot sparks out.
Yeah.
That's just cute. Kobe?
I can't see the electric being a muscle car, but that's just my opinion.
You're old school.
Yeah, I'm old school all the way.
I don't know.
I still think electric cars are a fad. I know that they've been around for way too long.
It's not that internet.
Yeah. It's nearing the end.
Richard still got a Betamax.
We had two when I was a kid.
He still has it.
I still watch Superman on Betamax.
You remember recording Saturday morning cartoons?
I never recorded them. I watched them.
Yeah, I recorded them.
I never recorded them.
He didn't do mornings even back then.
Nah.
You just watched them when you got up.
Yeah, when I get up around 2.
Catch my Muppet Babies, you know.
Oh, Fraggle Rock. Muppet Babies and Fraggle Rock.
That's actually... I tell you what, whenever I see Muppet Babies, the first thing it makes me think of is the professor is Gonzo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I could see him being Gonzo. Yes. That was a blue one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a little hook nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of bobbed his head like that.
God almighty, Richard, they're giving you the rope tonight.
Hook nose?
Hook nose?
Hook nose?
Don't talk about me like I'm not here. I love it. So, no to electric muscle cars, but muscle cars will always be around.
Man, I think as long as we can make something faster, louder, it'll always be a muscle car.
I'm with you. I feel that way. I feel that way. You know, and I don't think the muscle car market, I think certain manufacturers are beating it to pieces, but But yes, I think the muscle car will always be around. And I think as long as there's, you know, red-blooded Americans.
Americans. America.
Did you know what I'm saying? Like, that's that thing. That's every guy's dream. You know, not everybody can afford a sports car. Not everybody's into Lamborghini Gallardos. And not everybody's into whatever that other one is. You know, the Ferrari.
McLaren.
Them, that one, too. And I almost called it the Steve McQueen. But you know what I mean. You know, not everybody's into that.
You know, you get on that. But I think I'm kind of afraid, like, you know, these newer generations coming up, that they're going to get into doing the newer so-called muscle cars, and the old-school muscle cars are going to kind of fall by the wayside to a point.
To an extent.
Yes.
I think the value is always going to be there, and I think there's always going to be people that are appealed to the – well, that, and also, I'll be honest with you, Detroit don't have any damn good ideas anymore, so all they do is just rob the old ones.
That's all they do.
So that's going to keep it alive, because everybody's going to be like, I wonder where that guy. Oh, that's that throwback, yo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, snap.
But see, you always saying, and this is my fear, you're always saying the market's always going to be there and the value's always going to be there. I think that's going to be the first to fall off before the muscle car dies, just because these kids nowadays don't want to restore cars like we did with our dads. They don't want to turn wrenches on cars in cold garages over the wintertime to get it ready for the summertime. I think that's going to be the death of the market there.
I can see that too. Because we have this effect all the way across the board. Trade schools right and left can't get people in class. Or if they do get people in class, it's a bird class for them.
I mean, you can't even pay people nowadays to turn wrenches hardly.
That's what I'm saying. And I mean, that's the thing. Like, I love that. I mean, I love to this day. Still getting out and getting my hands dirty and getting under the hood of a car. It was just enjoyable. I mean, you know, is this something I want to do every day? Not necessarily, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Everybody's different, but that's the thing. And it's the change. You know, everybody wants that technical job or a desk job or whatever. But there's still, I mean, that's a great profession to be in, being an automotive technician or an automotive body man or anything for that name. Just that whole realm is suffering. And it's not even just the automotive. It's the building trades in general. I mean, of every type.
People just want to get behind that cushy little desk and sit in the
They want to be like old Bill Gates.
There's a young guy that goes to our church. He just got back from Daytona. Going to, I think it was MAU or one of them automotive technical classes or whatever it is. And I said, well, what did you learn? And blah, blah, blah. He said, pretty much how to hook up a diagnostic machine and everything just pretty much done on a computer.
And that's the way it is.
And that's horrible that you're going to get a degree to work on a car with a computer.
You are getting a degree to work on a computer. But granted, that's technology, though, in the automotive field. Yeah, but that's the thing about it. The key is get out in the shop. Get your kids out there.
Yep.
Get some interest in it. Let's keep this stuff alive, you know, and not just in a namesake, not just in, you know, whatever. The actual reason for alive. And teach some skill with it.
Yeah.
I think that's the name of
the
game.
I agree.
I tell you what else. We done burnt through 2 hours already, guys.
What a good show.
Tell you what, we were here.
We were here.
Guys, I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.